product is launched, did they learn that Glow Joe could be taken to
Surprisingly, no. My name is Terry O'Reilly. Take a tour with me of the greatest international radio acts of all time.
A compendium of the satire.
And you'll see why.
Idea of a comic book.
Quinn Cannon the Younger's question exactly. Victoria, Aristophanes was the very greatest.
Oh,
his works have a sedative effect that is phenomenal.
Weapons of mass destruction.
My brain opened my vision back up, shuffled forward, and I'm sure I wasn't walking pretty, but I was on my own 2 feet.
United States. Years ago, people, I believe, were put in jail at the time. But some, you know, where it gets to be very strange is in DeCamp's reports of testimony from a few of these children who talk about being passed around at very high private social events in Washington, D.C., politicians and so forth. And
you've been the Lord had already spoken to Elisha.
Privacy. I know it happens. I met John DeCamp. I lectured with him at college in Maine about three or four years ago.
I'm going.
But one of the most interesting investigations I have ever done is of a man named Albert Vincent Caron.
They got to Bethel and Elijah said, "Stay here. I'm going to Jericho."
Who was a detective first grade.
And he said, "If you go to Jericho, I'm going to Jericho."
U.S. Army Reserve. A made
he got to Jericho and said, "I'm going to the Jordan."
The Malta,
and he said, "You stay here." And Elisha said, "If you go to the Jordan, I'm going to the Jordan with you."
And that was connected.
What
to
was all of that all about?
Functions of Opus Dei, which brings up
the
a
Lord
point that I want to make about the Mormon Church and about Mason
Elisha.
And about several others.
Well, hold that thought, Mike, because
they're especially liked by the FBI.
He was testing him to see if he would stay the course.
By the time I got to Mexico, I already had all the political reasons to leave. I met an American woman who had lived in Mexico for many years. This would be October of 1967. And at dinner, she suddenly went into a tirade about Che Guevara because he had just been killed. He'd been captured and executed. And it was just out in the papers that day. And so she was furious. She went into this tirade about this horrible, stinking CIA that had murdered the best hope for Latin America in generations. She loved Che Guevara. She thought he was the most wonderful man in the world. And I was in love with her, and she was in love with me. And I thought to myself as I sat there, wow, what am I going to do? do. And so the upshot is that she was the personal factor which led me actually to say, I'm quitting.
If George Orwell were alive today, he would be astounded.
Ma'am, I'm only going to tell you one time.
Not by the fact that so many of his predictions came true. The fact that there was at least one
tragic that most churches God says, and he said, here.
What that letter said.
Hear ye now, O house of David. So despite the fact that Ahaz doesn't have the guts to follow through with this dare, God gives him a sign anyway. I want you to notice who the sign is to. It's not just to him, it's to the house of David. The whole focus here is to
Hello there, we've been waiting for you. It's time.
A person in the United States would not surprise him, of course. Presence of televisions in airports, rail and bus terminals, and even subway stations would also be expected.
Revolutionized and radicalized filmmaking from the producer side, and mainly he trusted filmmakers and he gave them complete creative freedom.
The lack of two-way interactive television would puzzle him, though he might correctly assume that the technology was being developed. What would really stump him is the total absence of coercion. Where are the thought police, he would ask, confused.
Creation and sings as the entire cosmos. And it is all undone in that primal glance. And all that is left is the smile and the reflection of the moon on a quiet pond late on a crystal clear night.
Nothing could possibly prepare Orwell for the enthusiasm with which Americans embrace Big Brother. Truncheons are rarely required, and sudden disappearances are almost unheard of.
I'm an old Pentecostal boy, and I can tell revival when I see it. And I feel it here tonight, Mike Perkey, my Lord in heaven. First of all, let me just tell you.
The superconscious is a little ahead of our story.
Tennessee is happening.
We've covered evolution up to the emergence
really
of human beings, the blossoming of the noosphere. You point out that each of the major stages of the evolution of human consciousness also follows the five tenets. So there's an overall continuity to evolution. From physiosphere to biosphere to...
And while you've been having revival, this old German's been out wrestling alligators. I'm holding my own sword. I sleep with this thing, boy. I'll tell you, this is... Did you know? I want to tell you something. I'm holding in my hand something that came from another dimension.
Conformity to the ideals displayed on television is observed. Instead of double think, no think.
Now.
The case against the CIA has always lacked information on how precisely its officers set about their covert action. Philip Agee, now living in Cornwall, was such an officer. And his diary, to be published by Penguin in the next few weeks, gives his version of what life is really like inside the agency. He names every officer and agent he's ever met and describes the CIA man's work in daily detail.
Why should I be delicate with them? I don't expect any quarter in return, because this is part of the conflict that's going on in the world right now. The CIA is enforcing American economic exploitation, and people are dying, and people are starving because of this system.
In actual fact, what had happened is Henry Kissinger had intervened secretly with the British government to force them or pressure them to deport me and to...
Wild and no angels, law-defying, getting their kicks from violence and torture. The Wild Angels, starring Peter Fonda and Nancy Sinatra.
Fused. Nothing could possibly prepare Orwell for the enthusiasm with which Americans embrace Big Brother.
That's where I can see him, please. I'm gonna need to see your driver's license and registration.
All right. Well. It is a pleasure. It is a joy. To be here, to explore and work with you, and yes, to love with you.
Said the old people began to think that the judgment day had come, and they ran outside and they cried, "Judgment! Judgment! Judgment!"
I'm going to help you with something. Remember in 1992. It was late winter. One of those buildings. The Spirit of the Lord. As I was seeking God, it must have been 8 or 10 of us there. And the Lord took me to the 11th chapter of Luke. And it contains the parable, I call it the parable of the 3 loaves. And I won't go into detail about it. But it concerns a man who knocked on the door at midnight, and the man in bed, even though they were friends, said, "I can't get up. My children are with me in bed, and the doors are locked. Come back tomorrow." And the man said, "No, a friend on his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him, and I'm not leaving until you get up and give me what I need."
Now you turn your phone in once I flog it.
Your hands where I can see you, please.
It is always a pleasure. It is always a joy. It always shall be.
Caused me all these problems because not only was I deported from Great Britain, but that was followed by a kidnapping and deportation by force from France, plus Holland.
The leather and the paper and the ink, that I want to tell you, there's stuff in here that didn't come from this dimension we live in. It came from another world.
I'm going to need to see your driver's license.
It is an ever-lifting, ever-expanding pleasure and joy to love. To love you. And to have this opportunity to demonstrate our love for you, our love of you. And so it is with the pleasure and joy that it always is and always shall be. And so it is with love that we welcome you this night as you gather, as we gather.
Aristotelians often wrote as if Aristotle always had been the central Greek philosopher of the Christian tradition. This was not the case. The process of the Aristotelianization of Christian thought is something that begins in the late...
For an evening of exploration.
Stay inside the vehicle, please.
12th intensifies throughout the 13th century and comes to dot.
For the most part, independent Arabic journalists who are being targeted, working particularly for Al Jazeera and Al Arabiya.
as you gather, as we gather, for this night to work with living in the moment.
Germany and Norway would not let me in, and so over a two-year period, they were constantly pressuring these governments, which had no propagation from me at all. So they tried very hard during a period of time in the 1970s to stop my work, but I just continued, got on with my life, and achieved stability in Germany, and now, in the last 7 or 8 years...
I sort of told them how much I liked it. Smiled and said he knew it. Then he says, why don't we take our pants off and get a tan? So I did it.
What kind of ammunition do you want?
Whatever fits.
And of such we say, you can glow. You can glow with an inexplicable radiance. Never have to be the same again. Welcome, yes, welcome with love. Welcome with pleasure, with joy. Welcome. Never have to be the same again. Now, during this year of illumination, we began by working with the inherent wisdom of your soul and the innate freedom of your spirit. You began working, some of you with us in person, others through listening, subsequent to the event, to work with your soul, with its inherent wisdom, and with your spirit, with its innate freedom.
Hallelujah. I'm not kidding.
No. It's not simple.
The payoff of mastering these psycho-cybernetic techniques, that you reach a point of efficiency where you can simply, quickly, hand a clear picture of the desired outcome over to your servo mechanism and let it take care of the mechanical details of making that outcome take place.
I sleep with this thing, man. I love this word.
To awaken and then to mature your truer self.
I've been coming frequently to the United States, and I think I've been in practically every nook and cranny of the country.
Everything else, you have to read the fine print.
Gathering the presence of your soul.
Now we're at the part of the disc where I make the biggest fool out of myself and let you... I'm not a singing coach, but I have been classically trained as notes you wish to hit. Partly so that you can make your voice more. All right, now that you know exactly what to say.
Saved me many a time.
I was playing in the field, and the last thing I remember, we were catching butterflies. My head was down, and I felt heat on my back. That's the last memory I had normally. And then I turned around, there was a bright light, and I became very...
intelligence communities who like Mormons and Church of Latter-day Saints, but in fairness to groups like the Mormons and the Masons and so forth, there are secret societies doing evil within secret societies that may be benign.
And there were 1,600 people at one show. We had two showings in one evening, 7:15 and 9:30.
The way to get to the projection booth here is by going out through these doors, finding the staircase, running up to the next floor, and running along the hallway to the doorway of the projection booth. However, Amos, in his wisdom, established the fact that we had an intercom.
Rigged up a system.
An intercom, which we could speak to the projectionist. However, there was a danger in that. If it was a silent film and we spoke to the projectionist, everybody would hear us. So we rigged up another thing, an ancillary help, a buzzer system.
And the presence of your spirit by gathering,
which we buzzed very low. One went, meant put the sound up, two meant lower the sound.
The many faces or the many aspects of your current or your present self.
Three meant look at the screen immediately.
For instance, assuming that there is a heaven, who would ever want to go there?
Projections. Look at the screen.
Look at the screen immediately. Four meant you're out of focus, and five meant you're off the screen.
You attracted, you drew to you the emergence of your truer self. And then, by being conscious, in a state of contemplation and meditation, you created a resonance that engulfed you, a resonance that also engulfed your soul, your spirit, and your emerging truer self.
We rigged it up every time.
We tested it, we had extra batteries.
It is not, especially in the case of the Masons, most of the research I've read on the Masons say, for example, there is a Masonic order within the Masonic order.
Golf is such an excellent laboratory for these techniques because, unlike many other sports, it is stripped down to pure competition with yourself.
I mean, think about it. It's cool, you know, you're sitting there up on this cloud.
Everything. We had a fail-safe system, a fallback position, and if you didn't do that, didn't work, then you ran up the stairs very, very quickly and quietly.
And in that resonance, in ways that you could not define fully, that you could not describe very well at all, in ways that you could not comprehend. Yes, in that resonance that engulfed you, your soul, your spirit, and your truer self, in a moment that could be eternal, your truer self awakened more fully.
Boy, I'll tell you, Willie, feels like we've been online here for this show for like a day and a half.
Yeah, I don't care, though, Frankie. This is my last night of Bachelor World.
What are you talking about?
I'm thinking about marrying the secretary from Shadelman's suit.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, she loves me, Frankie. She wants me. She likes my style of lovemaking.
Willie, a stallion's gotta run and run free.
I know, but I love her so.
I understand, but there's a whole wide world out there. A whole wide world back for the young girls, young and sweaty, would bend over backwards for our guided missiles of love.
I don't know, Frankie. I'm confused. Me brain's all twisted up. I'm gonna go across the street, get a hot dog, and just think about it.
Okay.
Be right back.
Watch out, Willie!
Oh, that garbage. I hate when that happens.
Everything I want to say is said by putting things together. In my studio, I was always like arranging things. You know, this is right out of school. I was like, well, I couldn't sort of say that this was my art. No, it wasn't art with a capital A. But it was really who I was.
It matured. And with the awakening and maturing of a truer self, your soul gained freedom and continued to grow.
And when you start doing what you really, really believe in, that's when you do your best work.
That doesn't mean that every neighborhood mason or shriner who goes out and supports hospitals is doing evil deeds. And you have to be very clear when you say that, because they, you know, there are Chinese boxes inside of all of these groups, and you have to be fair with some of them. Now, when you take one like Skull and Bones, I would automatically look at any member of Skull and Bones and say, I don't trust him immediately.
Fuck him.
I really don't have any desire to make things with my hands, particularly directly.
Pray. And he went on. Well, when I had him talking about judgment and the quake of 1888, I had him in a frame of reference which allowed him to go on from there to telling me about the stories his grandfather had told him. And his grandfather was an African, and he was able to recall some incidents and stories which were of great value in terms of the oral history.
On April the 8th, the day that Baghdad was being very heavily bombed, the day before Baghdad fell, an Al Jazeera reporter was on the roof of the offices of the station's Baghdad office. They'd given the coordinates to the Pentagon. They knew exactly where they were, and the Al Jazeera reporter was bombed live on the air. On that same day, a U.S. tank fired at the Palestine Hotel and killed a Reuters reporter and a Spanish reporter for Telecinco. And his family is suing the U.S. government for war
crimes. It's wisdom.
So what?
And your spirit
said is
gained
and any journalist
wisdom.
Reporting from Iraq,
continuing to grow its innate freedom.
I don't know when I left that behind, but I get everything that satisfies my soul from bringing objects that are in the world and manipulating them, working with spatial arrangements.
Hundreds of meetings, political rallies, and university lectures over these last 8 years.
When I was a kid,
the American flag was something absolutely marvelous. Whenever the American flag went by in a parade, we took our hats off, put our hands over our hearts, and we really felt it, because this is the symbol of the United States and the way the United States should behave.
Motion, you initiate it,
and then having things produced the way I want to see them. I love making this stuff. I love doing it, and it's not easy in that it's simple, but it's easy in that it just flows out of me.
What a game. Scored a couple touchdowns. Each one worth probably about $240,000 in the first iteration, and echo that back down short of a white man catastrophe. It's money that's going to be still in the bank when this comes down to critical calculation.
Yeah, we are going to have a skull and bones president.
And spending and so forth. It's new metaphysics. It's all around me. There is clicks and clucks, chucks, and things like that. You know, the sounds. Don't let that bother you.
We have to have something like that in order to hold ourselves.
It's just a matter of the delay going on here. There's a delay from, it's actually a product of our advanced technology today, which even Darwin wouldn't believe in. Of course, I don't believe that Darwin was a real person and ever existed. I think it was just a program. And it didn't get good ratings. Even now, only the morons believe in that shit. People who have been wiped clean by the flow of the Siddharthian non-flow movement of the Matrix program. Going in beyond extra innings now. It's a hold-up process because of a interrupt and a bring-over from a cross column. Not normally done, in fact. Never been done. It's a sort of an interrupt for a phenomena going on now. But in the meantime, there's debris and tape just strewn all over the lab floor. People and morons have been walking and shuffling on it all week. Listen to that cunt. Tell you a horror story. Of course, she's going to be taken care of by that couple. I've seen the video. They're going to do stuff to her that's only going to be available on the internet, my friends. Oh, well. You're forcing us, aren't you?
I'm totally inspired by things around me.
As aren't we all, of course, here in the City of God, City of...
So when anything's getting rotten, decaying, that's evil. Because a tree ought not to have rot in it, right? It ought to have this good, healthy fiber. Instead, it's got something else.
I look at things and wonder what they are and why they are.
Gary at New Metaphysics, if you want to order alcoholic beverage for your adolescent charge, or possibly those abortion packages going to be available soon. We're getting the brochures ready. Be Mommy Dearest hangers available in various closets on board, of course. In case you have a autobiographical writing, kind of an achievement stutter going on. Some kind of a American New York fetish kind of thing. Where you have to satisfy at least 720 people who live in your environment and will send you letters saying, congratulations, you've done it.
Everything interests me. You know, a gum wrapper could interest me as much as something.
It set in motion a chain reaction of a growing soul and spirit with wisdom and with freedom and with wisdom and an awakening. And a maturing truer self.
And sick and nauseous. And the next thing I remember, this large man.
So many stories. Wants groups of people, at least 700 of them, to hand them the toilet tissue and stand by kind of syndrome. Insert various north latitude English accents here and for a stretch. And that intellectual whitey kind of thing going on, high concept situation, you know, so that...
Ever since I was a little nipper, I liked to fart. I remember I used to make my mother and father laugh their bleeding heads off when I...
You know, at the Met. As I get older, I realize that your identity is really tied largely...
Metaphysics. Hey, Gary Geiserman. It's approved by just pretend the show's better than it is. That way nobody gets hurt. Which is to say, you'll enjoy yourself more. And in case there is a morphic resonance going on beyond the Darwinian model of empiricism, you'll be ready to cash out later.
You set in motion, you initiated a chain reaction
to your experiences and that time period that you grew up.
I'm not in college now.
That's what all those strippers say, man. But I am going back to college if you help me out. Chris, that's a rerun. I don't think that would get good ratings now.
Person, humanoid person, was holding me in his hand like this, you know, almost like a vice grip the way a human wouldn't hold you.
Right.
And the next thing I remember, there's a pop in my ears. Do you hear me? And I said, yes, I hear you.
Perfect English.
But even now,
it was like telepathy.
Continues in the backdrop of your reality.
I was born in the 50s. I grew up in the suburbs. When I was in elementary school age, I was the only black child in the entire school.
As this year continued, many of you worked with us to chart a new course. Do a fight club on your ass. Tell you that I'm going to take something metaphysical and give you a good throat fuck with it. I'm paraphrasing. I lost my script that my dog wrote for me.
Chinatown. This was the working class slum area of Sydney where Jack Lang was born. And Paul Keating, before we dissect this extraordinary political career, tell us about your relationship with him, because it was a very close one and lasted quite a while.
Well, I introduced myself to him when I was about 18. He used to call me Mr. Keating. He's very formal. Very formal. And I used to see him twice a week. And I did for about 8 to 10 years.
And I was shunned because I was different. My world was not, even though it seemed like everything was nice, I didn't have any friends.
What did you talk about?
Mostly contemporary things. Mostly contemporary. I'd help him read on the front page of the Century. He used to do this essay on the Century every week. It was on the front page. And he used to write in an exercise book, like school exercise books. He'd do the things longhand. The pool would come back from the printer, so I'd read the pool and he'd read the book, and we'd make sure that it was good. But he had this ability to write without correction. So whenever he'd write an essay, there was no squiggly lines or cross-outs. He had this ability to... Right.
You would have found that attractive. It's one of your skills as well, isn't it?
Well, I think we both like words. He didn't have a classical education, but he was classically educated. You know, he'd roll up quotes from the Gospels or Plato or Demosthenes off the top of his tongue.
My connection to the black community was tangential for the
work through visioning to live your dreams.
Possible to develop toward the computer you're wrestling with at this very moment.
No metaphysics.
Together.
Standing between you and programming. Best as it can. Programming will.
Don't say that the depression was really serious.
Will come through, however.
Everybody, and me too. Along about that time, I began to travel to different shooting matches in the Midwest, and I finally got to shooting against the U.S. Marine Corps team. Well, and I used to beat the Marines, every one of them. And the captain of the Marine team came to me and said, "Son," he said, "have you ever thought about enlisting in the Marine Corps?"
Isn't it possible to develop the same kind of attitude of the Pawnee chieftain?
Survival of the human species, for the survival of creativity and freedom and love and beauty.
They're just people who hate anything and everything and just are on a power trip and want to be some type of leader. And there's all these little cliques and junior high.
Those formative years. So a lot of my project is trying to understand the visual world around me, which really affects me. For me, that's the basis for a lot of what I do. It's really where that pain comes from. My mother married an African-American man. Her sister married a man from the West Indies and then a man from Belgium. And when her other sister married a man from India and her cousin married a man from China, it's difficult for me to not look at people in the world and see everyone as a relative.
He mentioned the great Jack Nicklaus's mental rehearsal as just one example. Time magazine reported that when Ben Hogan was playing in a tournament, he mentally rehearsed each shot just before making it. He made the shot perfectly in his imagination, felt the clubhead strike the ball just as it should, felt himself performing the perfect follow-through.
To me, they're familiar. Familiar in the root of the word, family familiar. I feel comfortable with people. But that comfort is tempered by the fact that people may not feel that way about me.
Love your life. When you change the way you perceive the world you perceive changes.
I said, "No, Captain, I never have." And he said, "Well, I tell you what, if you would enlist in the Marine Corps, when you're finished with training in Paris Island, I'll see that you're assigned to the Marine Corps rifle and pistol team." Geez, you know, I'll be getting paid for shooting. I was scared stiff, of course. And we went up there and went in the commandant of the Marine Corps' office. So he said, "This young man is a specialist in marksmanship training, and we would like to commission him in the Marine Corps." I said, "Commission? Oh, my God." He says, "We've never done anything like that before, a commissioned man from civilian life." He said, "Well, sir, I think this is the time to do it." He scratched his head. He said, "I think you're right. Young man, you're a second lieutenant in the Marine Corps." I said, "Oh, my God, this is terrible." I went through World War II as an officer of the Marine Corps, came back, and one night the doorbell rang, and I went, here's a nattily dressed man in his nice suit and a snap brim hat, and he said, "May I come in?" And I said, "Well, I think you better identify yourself. Who are you?" "Well," he said, "I know who you are, and you've been recommended very highly to our organization." I said, "What's your organization?" "Well, I'm not at liberty to tell you what the organization is." And I said, "This is crazy." So the guy said, "Well, come on in." He was a little guy, and I thought I could handle him pretty well. And they said, you have been accepted in our organization, and we want you to go to Central America." And I said, "What? Central America? Come on." So that's how it happened. And then I joined this group that went to Central America, and I found out that I was supposed to be in charge of overthrowing a government in Central America. And, you know,
that in the legends of his people, all things speak of Tarawa. All things speak of God. It wasn't a special privilege.
Oh, this is a rough room, I'll tell you that right now.
Everybody was fucking everybody. I don't know if you can say that on this thing, but everybody was fucking everybody, and everybody was smoking dope, and everybody was experimenting with drugs.
You have an amount. In this case, 3,000 students. We could represent the students by dots. I'm not going to draw all the dots. But if we could put these dots in here, we would have a container holding, a school holding, a total of 3,000 students. We have a little package called a room. And this room holds 30 students. And what we're really doing when we divide 3,000 by 30 is we're taking out of this entire school a little package called a room holding 30 students. Some of these students are now gone. And then we take out another package, another 30 students, and now more of them are gone. And then we take out another package of 30, and we keep taking out little rooms, each
truncheons are rarely required, and sudden disappearances are almost unheard of. Complete voluntary conformity to the ideals displayed on television is observed. Instead of doublethink, no think. Instead of the Ministry of Truth, a corporate media system.
It's the sense of touch.
What?
Any real city, you walk, you know? You brush past people, people bump into you. In L.A., nobody touches you. We're always behind this metal and glass. I think we miss that touch so much that we crash into each other just so we can feel something.
You guys okay?
I think he hit his head.
You don't think that's true?
Stay in your car.
Graham, I think we got rear-ended. I think we spun around twice. And somewhere in there, one of us lost our frame of reference. And I'm gonna go look for it.
Not only do you perceive reality differently, but more importantly, you perceive different realities. You can perceive realities of love and of magic and of wonder and of miracles.
Instead of the party, a liberal elite who actually believe that they are free.
Calm down, man.
I am calm.
I need to see your registration and insurance.
What? Nothing. It's her fault. She did this. My fault.
Ma'am, you really need to wait in your vehicle.
My fault? Stop in the middle of the street. Mexicans don't know how to drive.
Ma'am.
Mexican, I'm on the immigration board. Look what you do, my car. Shocked at him to be hit by an Asian driver.
Ma'am!
Ma'am, no. See, detective. I'm not carrying your car! What is it, your insurance?
You can perceive a new world when you develop new ways of perceiving.
Freedom is American.
To change its approach in Iraq.
And then we have global warming and that kind of thing.
The question with authority, and within a week they were being noticed. So those particular women had huge problems.
Bob is that big, all-pervasive figure that encompasses Spuddom on planet Earth.
And what is Spuddom?
It's the human condition. It's things falling apart. It's fat ladies in double knit jumpsuits beating their kids in Kroger's.
We hope to welcome you all tonight to the fervid celestial spoutings of the inner epops and clockwork workings of the church. But this task will not be easy. The fruits of the subgenius plant are not as cordial to the taste as others may be. Kind of mucilaginous paste. But it's easy to become tangentially twisted along precarious paths that have nothing to do with the straight and true direction of our search. We are born with the Dobbs nature. However, only exist technology can complete a subgenius's transfiguration into overmanhood or overwomanliness, and so far, Bob has allowed this to happen to one solitary guinea pig, his friend, Dr. Philo Drummond.
Goddammit! Man was born with original thought, yet most civilized people don't believe in it, and their most learned scholars can't even comprehend it.
Well, I've studied the saurian stage in human evolution. As it turns out, many of our ancestors are not the primates, as commonly thought, but the theropod line of the great archosaurs of the Mesozoic.
My partner and I just witnessed your wife performing fellatio on you while you were operating a motor vehicle. Reckless endangerment, which incidentally is a felony.
I didn't really like American films. I didn't like what was being done in most American films at that time.
The studio system essentially collapsed in the early 60s. By 63, it was over.
And it all begins with visioning. It all begins with vision.
And nobody knew what the hell.
Lot, first Hollywood lot I ever saw, had been shut down by the disaster of Cleopatra. And so walking onto the Fox lot, it was really a ghost town. It had the back lot, which is now Century City. It had the streets, the western streets, the stages all set up, but it was all deserted.
Television had annihilated the habit audience for movies. And studios were impoverished.
Their big old films weren't making money, the Molly Maguires and Hello, Dolly. This is huge flops.
The old people are dying slowly, otherwise the representatives of the Puritanism and religion and other organisms which were restricting. The young people are quite different. They demand different things.
Make it new, they
say. That's the reason?
Make it different.
And it really was a strong sense of a revolution happening. And if you were 18 years old, as I was, God forbid you should ally yourselves with the old fogies.
I started to examine the rising tide of student activism because I knew things were changing already. And the 2.5 years preceding that, 8,000 students had been arrested on campuses protesting apartheid.
Perhaps it is an image, but more, visioning is a state of mind. And as you visioned yourself living your dreams, as you visioned yourself loving your life, in a moment, inexplicable moment, exactly how and when. Describe, but in a moment of that vision, so that you could to experience more than visioning, to experience actually living that vision of living your dreams, of living that vision. In a moment, a state of mind called visioning.
Intimacies, a rape of decency. Their every enjoyment, a parody of pleasure.
The more trees that we keep in the ground, the less likelihood of,
Trees are only 4% as old, and by biomass, bio means living, and mass means organic stuff. By living organic stuff, there's only 4% of our trees left that we had 100 years ago, and approximately 1% of what we had 200 years ago.
Gotta keep the filters on these days. The traps, the brakes. Limit the signal a little bit. I mean, what if everyone had pretty good bandwidth, PGB? I mean, what if everyone could actually hear what they actually said, being what they actually meant to say, without any anagrams or initials filtering for them, no metaphors, except used properly, of course, like an intelligent person would do. And an intelligent person being actually a smart person exhibiting wisdom, unlike things today, of course. And what if you didn't mind knowing where your left hand had been, and your left hand didn't mind having a right hand being around? What if they all got along?
And Americans are truly free.
Then what, my friends? Then we could use metaphors appropriately and get on with this. You set in motion the illuminance to bring that light a new course.
It's a very frightening movie because he starts shooting.
All loaded guns. Wisdom in the vest pocket for quick access. And not everyone gets hurt. Just the quick change characters who dream of such behavior. And various clicks and delays. Appropriate.
Women, wine, parties, and good blood were some of the rewards of success in Hollywood.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
La uqsimu bi yawm al-qiyamah, wa la uqsimu bin nafs al-qiyamah.
My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
بلى قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه بل يريد الإنسان ليفجر أمامه يسأل أيان يوم القيامة.
May everyone
nay,
win
I swear by the day
in
of
Chicago.
Nay, I swear by the accusing
know
soul
what that
this
means.
Scripture is true. Thinketh man
and
that
pray
he
to
shall
God,
not
it means something.
His bones? Ye verily, ye,
hopefully
we are
it's
able to restore
good.
His very fingers. But man would fain deny what is before him. He asketh, when will be the day of resurrection?
But people don't seem to see them. But they don't know what to do. Sometimes a little adjustment can make all the difference. I want to do the right thing. I want to go back.
Well, he was cool. He was so cool. It was like frightening.
I can't start again.
Most recently, many of you worked with us and will work with becoming or with being an inspiration. Again, in the presence of your soul and the presence of your spirit, you allowed your soul and spirit to access something within you, to ignite something within you. You allowed your soul and your spirit to spark the exceptional and to spark the triumphant within you. You allowed your soul and spirit to spark something of your personal greatness and something of your mystery. Allow them to awaken the greatness of you.
He revolutionized and radicalized filmmaking from the producer's side. And mainly, he trusted filmmakers, and he gave them complete creative freedom.
Inside the vehicle, please. Step out of the car, please, sir. Step onto the sidewalk, sir. I want you to stand on your right foot. I want you to stand on your right foot. Touch your nose with the index finger of your left hand.
Just a series of events purposely kept out of their proper arrangement for your viewing pleasures. Don't abuse it. We have the secret of how to control the control button. We know where it is. Don't fuck with us. We will F-U-C-K-U. And that's the bad kind of fucking. Not the good kind everyone wants. Except the other non-humans around here who just take it in passing. Think nothing particularly of it.
persona non grata.
Just go on with their sleepy filtration projects, raking, screening, filtering.
Hal Ashby, of course, an editor by trade, sort of a solitary, very interior person. He always, throughout his life, and I got to know him pretty well, was extremely hard to talk to.
He was the kind of a filmmaker that would, if you were interested, he would embrace you, and he'd love to show you cuts that he'd done, and he'd sit there working on the moviola, and
I can change. I can help.
He'd be up all night and doing different versions of different scenes.
You know, Norman Jewison once told me that when Hal came to work for him as an editor, he used to sleep on the floor of the cutting room. He didn't have any possessions. He didn't accumulate anything.
Everybody was kind of taken aback a little bit by Hal because of his look. I mean, he was, you know, very nice and all that, but I mean, he had long hair, he had his beads, and actually he was homeless because he was living in the office at that point.
He's a very gentle man. He's, you know, he had violence in him, but he kept it under very, very tight control.
Whatever the U.S. Congress chooses to do will be too late.
And he was, he took chances, you know, and he was a real filmmaker. He got really excited, you know, and he had his battles with people and with the established, you know, power structures. And he was very shrewd and smart. He could charm a dead snake, you know. He was, like, amazing.
Fundraiser this week, not the usual show. If it's your first time listening, it's not usually like this. And if you're a regular listener, yeah, same thing. It's all the filtering, I'm telling you. You'll hear about it soon in the regular news. Regular news. Not the fundraising part of the regular news.
Hello there. This is Ben Cologne. Meeting you here between the bookends. Well, it's kind of cold out today. Rainy, a little snow. Feels good here by the fireside, the library. So, won't you come with us as we take this book here from between the bookends, page over to some old favorite poems. Got one here I think you'll like. Came from one of our lady listeners out in Kansas. It's a lovely little thing. She calls it Ode to the Four-Letter Words, and I'll try to find the music here on the keyboard to go with it. Banish the use of the four-letter words, whose meanings are never obscure, The Anglos and Saxons, those rowdy old birds, were vulgar, obscene, and impure. But cherish the use of the wheedling phrase that never quite says what you mean. You'd better be known for your hypocrite ways than vulgar, impure, and obscene. When nature is calling, plain speaking is out. When the ladies, God bless them, are milling about, you may wee-wee or empty the glass. You can powder your nose. Even Johnny may pass. Shake the dew off the lily.
No cream.
Thank you.
What is that?
I'm telling you, Sam. It is the same dream every night. This is it. I'm me. I'm a cop, and I'm on a late night shift with you. I go into the coffee shop and sitting two chairs away from the register. But you know how they have those green stools in there that spin around? Well, there's this lady sitting there. Early 50s, drunk. I can smell it even though she's got a back to me.
232, we just got a 401.
I get up to the register and suddenly this lady spins around and stares right at me. I don't know. I've seen her somewhere before, but...
Northwest and Buckner.
So I say, can I help you, ma'am? And meanwhile, Joe's putting the lids on her coffee, so I'm good to go, right? But this lady, I can feel her breath on my face. And now she leans in even closer. She's looking right at me, and she says, wake up.
5-1 out on the 604 then, 7427
Saddle Ridge. And then she just turns away. So I come out of the coffee shop and I see you sitting there, and I pass you the coffee and I notice how tired you look. And then I wake up.
Choice may draw more people too, and suddenly this
and the mystery of you.
Now she asks, what do you want to eat?
The realization of life is that we're not only becoming more shaped by our media as far as expressing who we are, we're suddenly also living in the future and the present tense combined.
We're persona non grata. They don't want to see us. We're late. We're over budget. We're over schedule. You know, fuck you.
Media no longer reports about what happened yesterday. It writes about what's going to happen tomorrow.
Incredibly simple. The perfect, if indelicate, metaphor.
The writer clearly did what all great copywriters do. They worked from the consumer back to the product, not...
Had a little...
There's so many things that touch us that we don't really, you know, pay attention to.
Not from the product down to the consumer. When you take that first route, you will always write from the end user's point of view.
It was inside because it was inside the head. Mm-hmm. And I began saying, I'm dreaming, this is crazy, you're nuts, you guys look like Casper the Ghost. I remember as a six-year-old just coming up with these crazy things to try and...
And that will always create a connection with the listener. That right...
Both...
And you allowed, in the presence of your soul and spirit, you allowed them to spark your love and to spark your passion and to trigger new motivation, new momentum.
The sound of solid gold. Disco.
And in that moment that you could not define or fully comprehend, you became a light of air, or the light of fire, or the light of water, or you became the light of earth. You became an inspiration.
My biggest issues with drugs came during the cocaine days, and they drove you nuts because you're trying to establish one kind of energy and this other electric, metallic, awful rage is working against you at every turn.
I was making this up, and they said, we hear you, we're going to let you do what you're doing, and we're going to continue to talk to you anyhow.
This is the highlight of my day. I hope it is not all downhill from here.
Being in the zone,
I first
would
have
argue,
to say
is really a deeper spiritual experience. It's
that
growing into a greater part of ourselves,
the man
that it's a spiritual part
friends.
Of ourselves. And there's so
the
many other ways. People are more intuitive. People recognize synchronicities, you know, these meaningful coincidences
like
that happen in our lives that seem destined. We think to call an old friend, and when we call that old friend, the friend is dealing with a subject or has just gotten new information that is also meaningful for us in our lives.
Now, how do you get a coincidence like that, which some would say is simply a mathematical probability, to become meaningful, spiritually meaningful?
I think it has to do with the level of inspiration it gives us. When one of these coincidences happens,
and that's why I love,
and it pertains
Esther.
To the very way that we feel we should expand
because
our own experience, expand our careers, move our relationships forward, it feels destined. And it's that perception that, that leads us to not believe but know that these
single act from any single person put out of context is damnable. But the joy of this movie is that it is real beauty. And we found real beauty in this extraordinary...
We cannot allow the natural passions and prejudices of other people to lead our country to destruction.
I have... I'm very and I have tried very hard...
The Roosevelt administration is the third powerful group which has been carrying this country toward war.
Speechless.
have used the war emergency. Its members have used the war emergency to obtain a third presidential term for the first time in American history. They have used the war to add unlimited billions to a debt which was already the
highest. There is a war going on!
And they have used the war to justify the restriction of congressional power.
Some folks are bound, made to wave the flag.
The power of the Roosevelt administration
This letter shows up. It's literally the kind of thing you see in a psycho movie.
Now, each of these approaches has, as a common theme, illumination, to bring clarity, and out of that clarity to expose, and out of that exposure then to brighten with spirit, to embellish with soul, to allow revelation.
God is everywhere in his works, including the computer.
Pasted cutout letters on a piece of paper and says, if little Jody wins the Academy Award for what you made her do, you will die.
Depended on what he called muscle memory to carry out the shot just as he imagined it. Ben Hogan was ahead of the curve of modern golf psychology, which has become an industry unto itself and is largely based on visualization and relaxation technique.
Psycho movie with me. Pasted cutout letters on a piece of paper and says, if little Jody wins the Academy Award for what you made her do, you will die. And, you know, Jody Foster was up for Academy Award for Taxi Driver, Best Supporting Actress. And this is like a scary thing to get. And so Stephen Prince immediately goes into action and says, I'm calling the FBI. Marty just got this letter and it's like psycho. And they said, we'll be right over. And Marty says, excuse me, Stephen, there's like 10 grams of cocaine in this office and you're bringing the FBI in here. What are you? So they sent for some poor flunky assistant film editor to bring over a big film guy. And the guy who literally walked out with a cocaine stash as the FBI walks in. And the FBI looks at the thing and, you know, puts it in the plastic envelope and everything, and they say, "Don't worry, Mr. Scorsese, we'll be with you 24/7 from now on." And Marty's at this point like, "Oh, great, just what I need." So his only way of getting out of it was to go on location scouts, right? You tell the FBI guys, "You guys go in that car. I'll go in this car. You follow me," right? He tucked down. It was like crazy. So, fortunately, the Academy Awards came in about 14 days, and Jody didn't win, and so they figured the thing was over, and Marty could come back to being totally insane.
I'm curious to hear what theories you might have for why the export license would have been rejected.
You'd have to give me a little bit more detail. I mean, was this you're seeking an export license to sell?
They wanted to protect communications between their headquarters here in the U.S. and their worldwide shipping centers.
Their foreign subsidiaries?
Yes, foreign subsidiaries of the U.S. or the controlled organization.
Well, I'm going to be out of my realm because, as you know, the FBI does, the export controls do not exist to benefit law enforcement. They exist to benefit national security.
And he knocked on that door, bang, 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 until the man got up and gave him as much as he needed. And Jesus said, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For he who asks receives, he who seeks finds, he who knocks it's opened unto him. If you ask for bread, you won't get a stone. If you ask for fish, I won't give you a serpent. If you ask for an egg, I won't give you an egg containing a scorpion."
So, I mean, the miracle of what happens on that screen, you know, have you ever looked inside one of those things? No, you can't believe it. It's a whole hierarchy of angels, all on slats.
English professional contributions to applied research. Indeed, he now has an award named in his honour. So we're delighted to greet him on the program today. He and producer Gretchen Miller began their conversation with Theodore defining his guiding passion, personology.
Personology is a term that was coined by Henry Murray of Harvard University in a book that he wrote in 1938 with a number of his associates. He feels that there is a legitimate area of primary interest to both psychologists and psychiatrists that deals with the person, how the person develops, how the person behaves as a whole, as opposed to perception or learning or any other segmented element of their psychological makeup. And he felt the composite of an individual should be an area of study in its own right.
And those little tubes, those are miracles. Those are miracles. They are.
One can feel a sense of awe.
Well, I've had a revelation from my computer about mythology, though. You buy a certain software, and there's a whole set of signals that lead to the achievement of your aim, you know? And once you've set it for, let's say, DW3 for Bander, if you begin fooling around with signals that belong to another system, they just won't work.
He used to say, "My first two ideas are lousy. You gotta keep me going till I get to my third one." And so it was sort of a sitting around all night while Bob riffed on things and people kind of keeping him going till he got to his third or tenth idea. He just sees sort of past the surface, and he's not living in any kind of rigid notion of the movie he wanted to make. He's like making the movie as he goes along, and he's making it based on what he's looking at.
Matter, so I don't want to. Again, we have the export restrictions are in place to benefit.
Gary Geiserman stroking the big cat.
Did
tempting fate, waxing clichetic as we wane down and roll out and see if our papers are just generally in order.
When I watch glass blowing, it's like the creation of a planet or something.
That things going around. Otherwise, I'll have to become around. That's all I can do to become aroused. I have various kinds of vegetarian Vioxx and so forth. That jack-off drug, whatever that is. Oh, I see that word, Viagra, so often, I think I must be on it. I don't know.
After the initial shock and horror,
let's keep working on how to do this show. Has nothing to do with listening to the show, except listening to the show is part of how you do the show. That and actually doing the show.
Over at Paramount, studio heads Robert Evans and Peter Bart were about to find themselves homeless.
What happened was that reduced to simplest terms, the mafia bought the lot with the Vatican Bank as a front. It was arranged by a rather unsavory character named Michele Sindona. I say to you, he was a bit unsavory, meaning he ended up being murdered in a jail in Sicily, which I would suggest is a reasonable qualification for unsavory. But at this moment in time, he was a banker. He bought the lot, immediately started shooting porn movies on the lot.
In the light. And out of that revelation, the celebration. And with it all, expansion. Expanding your boundaries. Expanding your boundaries of power and of responsibility, your boundaries of freedom.
Everybody was fucking everybody.
Expanding your boundaries.
I don't know if you can say that on this thing, but everybody was fucking everybody, and everybody was smoking dope. But
of the power.
And everybody was experimenting with drugs.
Of your will and the awakening of your genius, your boundaries.
You have a system there, a code, a determined code that requires you to use certain terms.
There was a lot of talk about drugs. Sharon not only didn't use drugs, she didn't touch alcohol, she didn't smoke cigarettes. The last film she made was not a very happy experience for her. But her greatest picture she was doing was her pregnancy. I never seen a woman more preoccupied with it. The house is open now. The police has released it. And you can go and see the orgy place. You will see a lot of blood all over the place. Cradles, baby clothes, and that's all.
Similarly, in mythology, each religion is a kind of software
of intimacy and wisdom, your capacity and your boundaries of transcendence, expanding the horizons of the possible.
Everyone was stoned out of mind.
Of the potential. Expanding the horizons of opportunity.
National security and foreign policy interests.
Just hanging with it. Doing my pleasure functions. Keeping on my feet.
award shows, because I'm proud of you and I love them.
Mixing around, translating.
That it sense. Free to consume. Human rights are reduced.
Laying her back like a big $5 hooker. Take that matrix and unfuck that cunt till it all straightens out. The native lingua franca of the mother tongue. Keep it all rolling. Way supposed to be.
As a young psychologist in the 1950s and 60s, Theodore Millon found the field of mental health was in complete disarray. Obscure, contradictory and confused, there was no common reference point for practitioners to be able to talk to one another.
Still isn't. Everything the world thinks they know of world is one miserable little decaying, affected sound that was not even supposed to be on the signal line. Life being what it is and all, need for food, a big thing has been made of this.
Of choice. McDonald's and Burger King.
And, life being what it is and all, when it makes something of something, it can do quite a good job of it. It's like living backwards, leaning through the shadow before it even gets to the stone clock. The shadow clock. Runs without being on the grid.
Nirvana and Pearl Jam. Democrats and Republicans.
Is and not and never was. Stick those things on a stick and try and spin them, huh?
I'm going to now make the movie that I wanted to make as my first movie. Which is called The Last Movie. It starts with the last scene of the movie being shot and the company leaves. And these people are left with the streets where one man becomes the director. And he makes the people build a stick camera. And he makes them act out the violence that he saw the movie company acting out.
Of new dreams and new visions. New hope. New light. New world in your reality. Each of these three approaches, from awakening and maturing a truer self with the freedom and the wisdom of spirit and soul respectively, to charting a new course, living your dreams and loving your life, from being an inspiration, lifting success and finding triumph in common.
Now, there's another way of working this. Now, there's a guy that I've developed a fondness for called Al Barger, good old friendly Al, told us we were definitely going to get permits and all kinds of other shit in this town. He's chairman of the youth board. So I just call up the police and say, this is Al Barger, chairman of the youth board, and I'd like to know what's happening to our truck down there in Lincoln Park. Yes, sir. You know, and they get you that information right quick. And you can dress that up a little, you know. Say, I spoke to Commander Brash. They can never find these guys. You can never... The cops are like the yippies. You can never find the leaders. So you say, I spoke to Commander Brash. And you can check this out with him. And they'll say, oh, yeah. Then they'll give you permission. Because they don't check it out with him. Right? So that's it. You just find the names of top city officials. Now, here's another one. Here's another schmuck. I'm giving all this because I got a feeling I'm going to get it tonight anyway. I mean, that's mighty spooky, you know, if you feel somebody's out to get you, you know, and you know, all of a sudden you hear these firecrackers flanging away, you know.
choices are all without meaning.
The FBI does have a seat at the table.
Are not receptive to in a conscious way, but very obviously in a subconscious way.
Either way,
there's
yes.
No doubt about that.
My personal
in D.C., $40 million missing. The credit union's manager, a Republican Party activist, behind whose rise to fame and riches stood powerful figures in Nebraska politics and business and in the nation's capital.
Hanging away, you know, that we're throwing here in an attempt to confuse the cops. I mean, we're confusing each other. I ain't telling you to do any of these things. I'm telling you, no, don't do them. Don't do these things. I mean, only SDS tells you what to do. They come in with a truck and say, come down here, come down here, come down here. Everybody come down here. You know, fuck them. You know, I mean, I saw an SDS college punk, you know, whose father's probably got $10 million and he's working his way through the revolution by getting degrees, telling a 15-year-old yippie who done hitched his way here from Haight-Ashbury on $2, telling him what to do. And that kid just smiled, and he probably got a thing in his back pocket. He's going to get that SDS kid when the shit hits the fan. And Wednesday night, the shit is really going to hit the fan. And I think it's a good idea to, like, cut your hair or get a wig or let your hair grow pretty fast or paint your face or change your clothes or get a new hat, get a new name. I mean, everybody ought to have a new name by then. And, like, you know, we're all one huge happy family with all new names, or no names, and new faces. Because we bust out of this park and go down to Grand Park and then go out to the amphitheater, there are going to be some mighty strange theatrical events.
George, where did the very first idea of sex come to you?
It actually came from reading comic books when I was about 10 years old.
George, where did the very first idea of sex come to you?
Illumination.
Everyone was stoned out of mind. His mind. Each person was stoned out of. Everyone was stoned out of his mind. That's correct, isn't it?
And you know, this is what Joseph Campbell and Carl Hume's work has been so much about as it relates to archetypes. And that there are 12 stories that resonate with all people. Faces, creeds, and colors of any sex and at any time in your life.
Titans of Africa. You have to know that that happened because the media isn't going to tell you. Shantytowns have been constructed on over 100 universities, and 165 have pulled out $6 billion, joining the divestment movement. So I said, I'll bet these activist students, a minority to be sure, are going to get involved in Central America. But there's no draft. So how are they going to do it? They're going to do it when the CIA comes on campus to recruit, because that is the war of Central America in the flesh.
And as evolution moves into the noosphere, then, based on the work of numerous researchers such as Gene Gebser, Peter Sorokin, Robert Bella, Jürgen Habermas, Michel Foucault, Peter Berger, to name a few, we can outline the predominant worldviews of the various epochs of human development. These stages, these worldviews, may be summarized as archaic, magic, mythic, rational, and existential. Ifrit says archaic, magic, mythic, rational, and existential.
We find ourselves in these stories. A good storyteller tells a good story, but a great storyteller helps you find yourself in the story.
Absolutely.
It speaks of how well you take care of your possessions.
And he'll give the Holy Spirit to them who ask him. And the Lord gave me that. And I knew what it meant. It meant this pull is not going to be short or easy. It meant that the answer is going to come back no. No. But it meant keep knocking. Don't stop knocking. Don't quit believing. Keep knocking. Keep believing. Keep knocking. And I want you to get that tonight. Some of you need it. You've sought God for something and the struggle has gotten hard. I don't care what it is. It may be salvation of loved ones. It may be finances. It may be a physical healing you need. It may be whatever. But you've asked and nothing has come.
We're persona non grata.
It shows whether you take a shower before you go to work or after you go to work.
Yes, yes, it's time again for Jack Ford to present the Aboriginal Amateur Hour, and here's your menial host, Major Arcana.
Round and round she goes, baby, we're on the...
The feet, whereas we tend to have much more control over our hands and our facial expressions, the feet tend to do a lot of dancing when you don't even know it.
Yeah.
Having a
and then on some of the Arrowwind vehicles.
Really? And here's our next contestant, Fabulous Fourth Class, Anselmo Federazzi. He's going to play the bells again.
East side, west side, all around.
Yes, yes, yes.
Howdy, friends. I'm not a doctor, but I do look like one, and I'm being paid to ask you this important question. Do you suffer from loose blood, frayed motor nerves, and iron poor car? Well, folks, what you need to get the most out of the gas in your system is Nogus Law Tiup Gas. Remember, backwards, that's Jack Poet Volkswagen. And sideways, it's not a good idea.
Yes, yes, yes. Anyway, you spell it, Jack Poet Volkswagen, 5944 North Figueroa, Highland Park, just off the Avenue 60 turn off of the Pasadena Freeway.
And now, Renee Applegate will grow hair on her paws.
Also in common, means and methods, avenues for developing rapport with illumination. And out of that rapport, to develop an alliance.
In mamas.
Hi, Bambi. How'd you like to spot your body, climb down, clean up, and squeeze some ape?
You'd like to set up an M20 to rub eyeballs in the grass, but you don't copy CB it hardly, do you? You probably don't even know what I just said.
Face of opposition from local and state law enforcement, from the FBI, and from the powerful Omaha World Herald newspaper, a special Franklin committee of the Nebraska legislature launched its own probe. What looked like a financial swindle soon exploded into a hideous tale of drugs, Iran-Contra money laundering, a nationwide child abuse ring, and ritual murder.
Writing was 7 years ago. Before that, I was going to be a pediatrician.
Strange theatrical events. And you better have your theater thing down pretty pat.
Fainting in human anatomy class, though, that didn't work out.
Now, if clemency's the bottom line, then providing the money isn't going to make any sense.
You know, mentality groups out there, and you just got the wrong show, folks. And, you know, that caller called in. I was answering his questions. It wasn't enough. I'd say, no, that's not true. No, this isn't true. So you could tell after he won't stop what he says or what he believes. But it's good to have people talking about you, even if it's lies. It's just, I guess any publicity is good, as they say. But
firm to the house of David, God's plan. God says, hear ye now, house of David. Is it a small thing for you to weary men? But will ye weary my God also? Isaiah speaking. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and call his name Emmanuel. A famous passage in Isaiah 14, verse of chapter 7. Now, it's interesting, some skeptics quibble against the Hebrew here. Happens, and by the way, the word is the ha is there, which is a definite article. It's the virgin. They say, well, the word Alma can mean a young maid. Well, if that was a young maid, would that be a sign? God saying, Isaiah saying, behold, a young maid's going to have a baby? That's not much of a sign. No, the word Alma can mean a young maid in certain contexts. However, in the Septuagint version of the Greek, that is the Greek translation of the Old Testament, done 3 centuries before Christ, it clearly specifies Parthenos. And in the Greek, there's no ambiguity, it represents a virgin.
Hey, I know what you mean, Willie. But if you want to talk about some pain, the other day I was down at my workshop, you know, and I took one of them linoleum knives, and I spread my toes apart and started sawing back and forth and back and forth. And then I took a little bowl of that,
Tabasco sauce?
Yeah. And I just sprinkled it in between my toes.
Yeah.
Kokomo, Bokomo, talk about a hot foot.
Sounds painful.
It was. I hate when I do that.
I know what you mean. It's like the other day, I had nothing to do, so I grabbed one of those,
meat thermometers?
Yeah, and I shoved it into my ear, you know, just to see how far in I could get it to go. Well, it only went in about 3 inches, so I took one of those,
ball peen hammers?
Right, and I gave it a few extra whacks, you know, boy, is that painful.
Listen and repeat.
무엇을 잡숫고 싶습니까? 무엇을?
When we talk about the money, the 120,000 demand, that in fact he got $75,000 that evening, bearing in mind what you were saying earlier about reading the overall context of the conversation, the...
술. 술. 무엇? 무엇을?
18 months later, the legislative committee's chief investigator died suddenly and violently, like more than a dozen other people linked to the Franklin case.
In these building years, an alliance.
One of the interesting things that often gets lost when we talk about Cinema 16, because we focus on the major directors that Amos premiered or the powerful films that knocked people out, was his commitment to science films. Amos knew that science films, in the context he would present them in, would simultaneously function in the way they were meant, that is, as informational science films, but would also be seen by this audience as having other kinds of resonances that they could never have within a classroom. I think one of the interesting things is to see what at one time felt like an educational movie, which now can, for many viewers, seem like a comedy. That depending on when you see something and where you see it, its meaning completely changes.
With illumination. also common to all three approaches is each of them involved a moment, a transcendent moment, a moment that cannot be fully defined nor fully described, a moment that you cannot fully comprehend.
Yeah, get him out of here, Mike.
Guideline, but you must remember not to be literal-minded. No subgenius follows any two rules exactly. You must also remember that anything any subgenius says at any time is sacred dogma automatically. And now, the rules of the Church of the Subgenius. The first rule of the Church of the Subgenius is the subgenius must have... What must he have? What must he have? What must the subgenius have? Doug, what must he have? He must have slack! Help me out here, Doug. The second rule of the Church of the Subgenius is too much is always better than not enough. Can I get a too much?
Too much!
Can I get another too much?
Too much!
Can I get another too much?
Too much!
Ah, but too many of those, children, it's always better than not enough. The third rule of the Church of the Subgenius is a rule violated every day, everywhere you go. People say to me, who is a conspiracy? Look and see who violates this rule, and you will know them by their actions. The third rule of the Church of the Subgenius is, if you don't have a sense of humor, don't try to be funny. The fourth rule of the Church of the Subgenius, thank you, Buck, and one of the most important rules that supersedes all other rules is...
And a case that Amnesty documented from last year, a schoolgirl, 17 years old, had, along with classmates, been pressing for Kurdish education to be introduced in her school. And they'd been handing out leaflets to fellow students with that call. She was detained along with others. And as she reported to Amnesty, while in detention, she was threatened with rape and, in fact, tortured with electric shocks to her feet, legs, and stomach.
His new book, For God and Country, Faith and Patriotism Under Fire, recounts his ordeal in detail.
Amos is very aware of this, I think. One of the science films, and Amos showed dozens of science films of all kinds, was a German film called Living in a Reversed World, where a variety of experiments are done in which the person puts on a pair of glasses that either reverses right to left or up and down.
He also
and
writes
learns
about the abuse and mistreatment of the detainees that he witnessed when he was there. Chaplain James Yee joins us now in our Firehouse studio. Welcome to Democracy Now!
Good morning.
It's an amazing book. I couldn't put it down last night and as I was going through your experiences. And many in the public have heard some of the basic outlines in the initial press reports, but very...
Their reverses right to left or up and down and learns to live wearing these glasses and then has to readjust to the real world when the glasses come off. It's a film that's all about context and how we make sense of context over time.
A moment that exists beyond space, beyond time. A more real moment.
That's not an isolated incident in Turkey, I'm sorry to say. You would think with evidence like that, we would not approve further shipments of electroshock weaponry to Turkey. But we do. The Commerce Department and State Department, who are the parties involved in reviewing these export licenses, have approved sales to Turkey of that weaponry. One of the recent years we looked at, 2001, there were three separate sales. And these are obviously weapons that, you know, run for a long time. It's not like these things are single use, like a bullet. You just put a 9-volt battery in a stun gun or a stun baton, and you'll get thousands of shocks out of it.
What?
And when you need to continue using it, you just buy a new 9-volt battery. So it's not like there's a limited lifespan to these things. These things
can
sit around
to
police
eat?
Stations and detention centers for years. And that's really saddening to us.
무엇을 잡수고 싶습니까?
telling.
I would say,
in its way, it's a metaphor for Cinema 16 itself, because Cinema 16 wants to reverse your expectations of film and see, once you adjust to that, if it can help you develop a greater consciousness, not just of film, but of everything else.
And in that moment, without fully knowing how or why or exactly even when, awakening, maturing, a truer self, but still happening, charting a new course, bringing into reality that possibility, potential, and opportunity of living your dreams. Loving your life.
I have a girl I see a lot of in California, an actress, who is supposed to be an intellectual, which means that she licks envelopes for the Democratic Party, you know, but that's it. You know, right? I passed for bright. So, play on words. Anyway, this girl, she says to me, every time I start to talk about Mrs. Kennedy in all the magazines, she says to me, well, what do you want her to do? Like that. I say, well, why is she shopping for wallpaper? And, or, you know, why is she on the front of the Ladies' Home Journal? She says, what do you want her to do? Very hostile. So I say, well, I was kind of hoping, since I've been given a choice, I was kind of hoping that Mrs. Kennedy might relieve Mrs. Roosevelt. who? Who is 77 and should not be driving tractors to Havana.
And is a civil liberties champion, correct? Have you ever told anyone not to speak?
Ladies and gentlemen, Sid's Fun Room is proud to present...
Don't get me started.
...the kamikaze of comedy, Buddy Young Jr.
Nice body odor, lady. You smell like landfill. No. Don't get me started, I'll tell you that right now. I tell you, this New York thing, they have a gay high school now. Oh, they do. What's it called? PS49. I'll tell you, it's wild. The only school that has a pink school bus. Don't get me started. Oh, they do. They come to the school and go, what's for lunch? It goes, him. I'll tell you, it's nuts. And these video cassettes are wild, aren't they? What is this, the Hinckley jury? Oh, this is a rough room, I'll tell you that right now. You can get these cassettes anywhere. You get them in the dry cleaners, in a deli. My wife comes home from the gynecology. She says, honey, I got cystitis and amidalis. I says, is it serious? She says, part of it, but the music is beautiful, I tell you. And this whole Hawaiian food thing is driving me nuts.
Here is the subject in his everyday activities. But he does not give up. From the very beginning, he tries to practice. One has to learn to see the hand where one feels it. And also the whole body as represented by a shadow image. Now he begins to get for the ball. Exercises like these are the road to success.
And then, of course, there was a film by Alexander Hammett and his then-wife, Maya Deren, The Private Life of a Cat, documentary about a cat family, he and she, how they love each other, and how she then gives birth to little kittens, one after the other, with close-ups and what have you. Very beautiful film. This was still at the time when Cinema 16 was not yet a film membership society and therefore was subject to the New York State censorship law. And of course, when they saw that film, our beloved censors, I'm glad they're all gone, they said that this film cannot be shown because it's obscene, because it showed the birth of kittens. Isn't that ridiculous? So we showed it then later on in when we had the film society, and of course it was a big success.
Thank you.
a rough room, I'll tell you that right now.
Speech involves running for office. It is one of the most preferred uses of the First Amendment. You can challenge, rebut, argue. Please never tell any candidate not to speak.
We were going along Sunset Boulevard. And I thought, oh, this is paper mache. I mean, this was made yesterday.
You just imagine that you do. In that moment, to be an inspiration to yourself, to be an inspiration to others, to be an inspiration in your world, a beacon of light, beacon of hope.
It's also vulgar. It's also, there's nothing quaint about it. There's no age to it. There's no brick. There's no intelligence brought to the architecture of any kind. I almost threw up.
At this time when your world is so in need of hope and of light, and yes, of magic, or whatever name it is to be called. Each of these three approaches, not only common denominator of illumination, not only the common denominator of developing a rapport and alliance, but also the common denominator of unknown that can be transcendent, that can be eternal. And alliance, but also a common denominator of a moment that can be transcendent, that can be eternal. And now this night you come to work with yet another avenue, to bring illumination, another avenue for developing that rapport and that alliance with illumination. Tonight you come to work with living that moment, that transcendent moment, that by its nature can cannot be fully comprehended, cannot be fully defined or described by its very nature, is more real than any tangible physical moment that you would know or experience in this reality.
Another thing that's very much part of that was Buddy Rich on drums, by the way. Another thing that was very much part of Jack's art was fooling with the voice. They had lots of names for it: goofing, riffing, bopping, scatting. And this is something that enters so directly into what he wrote, that thing of letting words roll, letting them flow, letting them live. And this is in Bop 2. And I found just a crazy, incredible live thing of Flip Phillips and Roy Eldridge goofing and scatting. And this is, for me, one of the greatest word, mind, jazz things I've ever heard.
From Hollywood, like Wells and like Sturgis, Preston Sturgis, he says they're smart, but not smart enough. You know, they're too smart for Hollywood, but they're not smart enough to beat Hollywood at its own game.
So his very reasonable question is that I said before that I think the current Geneva Accords, as they're called, the ones under discussion in Geneva, are the least bad or the best, the best plan that can be implemented. Why did I have the opposite view about the Oslo agreements, Camp David and Taba? That's the question. Well, the reason is that these are the first agreements, the first proposals, that do not institute effectively bantu stamps in the occupied territories.
When I watched Glasmore, it was like the creation of a planet or something. You get seduced by the material, by the process, and then you almost don't care what it looks like afterwards. Glass is always a liquid. It never completely solidifies, even though it looks like it's solid. It actually is still moving. And so making it into these drip forms makes inherent sense for the material. And I wanted to use black glass because it represents ink, it represents oil, it represents tar. Some of them have eyes on them. For me, these cartoon eyes, because of 1930s cartoons, which were recycled in my childhood in the 60s, were representing African Americans in a very derogatory way. I sort of view them as black tears. So that, to me, is ultimately a sad commentary. Working with printmaking is very similar to working with glass, in that it's outside of what I do. In printmaking, I realized that if I could just drop acid with this stuff called Spitbite, just pour it onto a plate, and it would eat onto the plate, and it would, you know, kind of make a spot or a splash.
You come seeking, pursuing, living in the moment.
Filling it with black ink, it sort of retains this spot quality. And
living in the moment.
It also has kind of a three-dimensional quality, which doesn't happen when you just use ink on a piece of paper. The directness of that really thrilled me, and the fact that that's what I'm interested in, these drips and drops.
there can be a glorious adventure unfolding miracles. Now, each of these approaches can stand alone or work together to render success. Each of these approaches, standing alone or working together, can work for you. Among them, living in the moment can be the most powerful. But also, living in the moment is the most elusive. It is the most illusory, and it is the most slippery. Living in the moment, if you try to define it, if you try to describe it, you lose it. Even if you were in the moment, you no longer are in the moment. As you step back to define or describe it, if you try to comprehend living in the moment, you're not.
On the last day of his visit to the United
States, it'll slip away.
For example, important thing is to me is the reality that I actually exist in here. But I'm also, you see, I'm not just in touch with the Pleiadians, Hilly. At this point, now I'm in touch with the Andromedans and the Sirians and the whole group.
You're tuned to the news on Radio Bulgaria. I'm Margarita Tikhanova. The visit of President Georgi Parvanov to the United States continues. Before he left for Chicago, he met in Washington, D.C., Ted Stevens, Senate President pro tempore. They discussed this country's participation in the anti-terrorist coalition in Iraq, the case against the Bulgarian nurses sentenced to death in Libya, and the situation in the Balkans. Georgi Parvanov held a meeting with the members of the Group for Friendship with Bulgaria at the House of Representatives of the U.S. Congress. In Chicago, he met representatives of the 100,000-strong Bulgarian community in the city. The Bulgarians have state voiced the opinion they needed a place to indulge their cultural and other common interests. According to him, the Bulgarians living in Chicago can be an invaluable assistance to protecting a better image of Bulgaria. Today, in the last day of his visit to the United States, Parvanov is visiting Boston. He has had lunch with academic and business circles representatives at the Harvard Club and to meet Bulgarian university students.
The Pleiadian agenda opened up the doorway to Orion consciousness, which is what Charles Laval works with. It opened up Andromedan consciousness, Syrian consciousness, and I have to tell you, it's marvelous to be able to be in touch with all these levels.
Now, these are various stars up in the Milky Way.
Well, these are star systems in our Milky Way galaxy, and these are also dimensional levels. So, for example, the Syrian level of consciousness is the consciousness that has to do with sacred geometry and morphogenetic field. So when you get in touch with the Syrian level, you're actually in touch with the idea realm that actually causes things to happen here.
I guess what I'm really asking, Barbara, is that some...
On Library, which is on the star Alcyon. And the Alcyon Library is like having access to like universal Akashic Records agenda through the, even though they lost touch with it, it did go out through the heliosphere. So more and more, now that we've gotten one of our... You know, every time we get a satellite out somewhere, we start to get in touch with the consciousness and intelligence of that region.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
whatever you may have grasped, you will lose. It cannot be defined or described fully. It cannot be comprehended, and attempts to do so guarantee that you are not living in the moment.
Really worked for me. Even before I did the drips and glass, I've been thinking about spots and just this reduction of blackness to this kind of ridiculous degree.
Multidimensional, that's what opens up those unreachable parts of the brain. And I believe that in times past, say during Paleolithic times, I think we were using the whole brain.
During the last 10 years, with the courts going sour, leaning farther and farther to the right, it's more urgent than ever that we defense lawyers use every weapon we have.
You know, I think it's interesting, I think it's funny, I think it's ultimately really sad. All these representations that I grew up with are telling me who I am, whether I realize it or not. And so by pulling them all out and having them talk to each other is my sort of take control of who I am.
Oh, this is a rough room, I'll tell you that right now.
Even when you achieve living in the moment, if you try to hold on to it, if you try to possess it, if you try to capture it, you will lose it. If you attempt to live in the moment as a way of avoiding something old from your past, or to achieve or accomplish something new out of a future, you will not succeed.
I go to this Hawaiian place, Don Ho's Blue Flame. You walk in this place, the shirts are louder than the music. Oh, yeah. And then, oh, look at this little comedy gas left over from Kutch's. I did a one-nighter. Open for Stephen Edie. Her face is falling. Then. Oh, don't get me started on that whole Edie thing. No.
So I think we're going to open it back up, and that's what I think is so difficult for people and so shocking.
Real estate can be used as defense and as offensive weapon. I mean, I think that, like, people can survive naked, see?
Yeah.
I think you take all your fucking clothes up, a cop won't hit you.
You're talking about war. What the fuck has a picket line got to do with war?
I have another fact here.
In Africa, Robert Temple has basically proven that the Dogon understood the Sirius star system and had the, for instance, the Sirius C is not visible by telescope until about 1950.
9200 parity on that habits, 7 flow control, /soft for the hyper terminal. Click on the hyper terminal folder in the find files or folders thing.
It'll slip away, it'll be gone, you'll lose it once again, because you will be in the past, not the moment, reaching for the future, not the moment.
Daylight scheme. If it doesn't work out, hello, will you understand me, fellow human being, trying to belong, hello, you think you'll ever fit in, hello, someone else's song, hello, fellow human being. From the word begin, hello, all I ever wanted, hello, you and I to win, hello, human being, have you heard the cry, hello, deep inside a lonely, hello, did you ever try? Hello, fellow human being, can you feel the pain, hello, human that someone being. Else is feeling, hello, you look, it's gonna rain, hello, human being.
Your attention, please.
Is this seat taken?
No, thank you, sir.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot. Where are you going?
Going to work. Yeah.
Well, I have to go downtown.
I go down every day like this.
Yeah, I normally would drive. But, you know, parking.
Yeah, I know.
Getting pretty expensive. Cost you $6, $7, $8 to take the car downtown.
My wife has a car. What kind of car you got?
Oh, it's a nice car.
What kind?
It's a Rolls.
A what?
Yeah, it's
a Rolls. A Rolls.
Yeah, it's a nice car.
A Royce. You got a Rolls Royce.
But I don't like to.
The Rolls.
You know the car jockeys. Yeah. My wife won't let me have the key.
Come on. Kidding, man. You got a Rolls Royce in your car.
Oh, listen, what's happening? There's a big hole in front.
Oh, that's where, you know, that's near the end of the line here.
Well, there's no tunnel. There's not supposed to be a tunnel.
That's where I work.
What's happening? We're going to go right underground.
Yeah, that's where we work. This hole in the ground.
I get nervous on that. Claustrophobia.
Come on.
Oh.
Dad, look, you quick. Hey, conductor, this guy's out of his mind.
Oh.
Conductor.
Let me out.
Conductor.
Let me out.
We have a medication.
Hey, let me out.
Conductor.
Conductor.
Yeah.
So I try whenever I can to teach lawyers who are on the correct side, which we euphemistically refer to as the left, to do just that. The odds are so stacked against the defense that one must always fight fire with fire.
Through these voices. And also trying to understand who I am, what is me, and what is something that the rest of the world has said I am. You know, it comes from this deep sadness, and that's kind of the baseline. I'm not a sad person, but, you know, it bubbles up inside me. There are these, like in cartoons, thought bubbles where the spots that drop talk to each other, and various conversations emerge from the relationship between these spots. And so they all talk to each other, and these different characters, that kind of the voices and personalities come out in from these little blurbs.
Writer understood that laxative consumers don't care about formulation and chemistry. They want liftoff, and damn it, they want it now.
They had it in all of their ceremonial rituals.
If you try to live in the moment continuously, you'll never get there. Living in the moment. It exists in the realm of paradox and is often relegated to the arena of words, 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 and more words. Words that in the moment tell you, just do it, just be it. And in that same moment, the very words tell you, it can't be done. You can't do it. You can't be it. So just do it and be it, but you can't do it and be it. Words, words, words. Not unlike oneness, something that is talked of and longed for, that you hear occasionally, someone has done it, someone that no one seems to know. Or has ever experienced. No, not an urban legend, a cousin of a friend of mine who once knew us. No, but that mythical someone. Do it, that which cannot be done, that for which there is nothing to do. that which cannot be, for which there is nothing to achieve or accomplish. This impossible task that is so utterly, completely, sublimely easy. Words, 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 that in the moment say do it and it can't be done.
It's the interrelationship between the two-faced image, the front-back composition. It's the drawing of the many elements interacting together, and it's the drawing of the viewer through the space.
It exists in the realm of paradox. In the moment is not the past. In the moment is not the future. That becomes obvious. But in the moment is not now either. Be Here Now, very popular from decades ago for many of you. It dates some of you. The Power of Now, a more current popular book that makes sense or doesn't. That's not being in the moment.
Used to let one go in church during the announcement of the ladies' eighth.
Hey, excuse me, Mr. Boomer, on the radio... We call it crepitating.
Now look here, Cobber. What I always says is, a fart's a fart, whether you raise up on one cheek and sneak, or whether you give it a full blast like I do.
For a name. Call it anything you want. Now it will ask for a phone number. Don't type a phone number in. Look at the bottom. It should say what type of modem you are using. Click on that and choose the COM port that your modem is using. Do the settings that I listed above and hit talk. Now comes the part where you will need to use certain commands that work for both programs.
Got to do with war, you see? But people that are into like a very literal bag, like a heavy word scene, you know, don't understand the use of communication in this country and the use of media. I mean,
this
they say they can't give it
to your modem, and then you can tell your modem what to do. Here are the commands that you can type. By the way, put at before everything except if you use a slash or plus plus plus. At equals OCAT. Phone number equals dials out the number specified using the pulse dial up. At phone number equals dials out the number specified using the tone dial up.
I mean, they say if they give a 10-page speech on it against imperialism, everybody, you know, listens and understands and says, yeah. But you throw fucking money out in the stock exchange, and people get that right away. And that goes, you know, that minute they say, yeah, right, I understand what that's about. I know what you're doing. If they don't, fuck them. If they don't know what you're doing, fuck them. Who cares?
The issue here would be, from my point of view, I have no problem being in tune with other places that I can't see because I've been trained to do that. And I don't think there's any doubt that Native Americans understand these things because they're actually in tune with it, realistically speaking.
All of mankind to get back to that fellowship process once again. Back to the phones we shall go and say hello to Tony down in Miami. Tony, how are we doing down there?
Long answer to you, General.
Back at you.
I'm doing okay. Actually, we came through the storm. I still got power, but I got to tell you, boy, it was pretty scary for a while.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, the news, when you're watching the news and they're telling you, you know, that that people are getting flooded and it's like, you know, not too far from your neighborhood. It's kind of scary.
Absolutely.
What kind of ammunition do you want?
Whatever fits.
Oh, we got a lot of kinds. We got long Colts, short Colts, ball heads, flat nose, hollow points, wide cutters, and a dozen more that'll fit any size hole. It just depends upon how much bang you can handle.
I'll take the ones in the red box.
You know what those are?
Can I have them?
And don't drive in there, because you're going to drive in, you won't be driving out.
It's not being here now. It's not the past. It's not the future. In many ways, it could be said that that being in the moment is before the past and after the future.
Did you see any white people in there waiting an hour and 32 minutes for a plate of spaghetti? Huh? And how many cups of coffee did we get?
You don't drink coffee, and I didn't want any.
Man, that woman in there poured cup after cup to every single white person around us. But did she even ask you if you wanted any?
We didn't get any coffee that you didn't want and I didn't order. And that's evidence of racial discrimination. Did you notice that our waitress was black?
And black women don't think in stereotypes? You tell me something, man. When was the last time you met one who didn't think she knew everything about your little lazy ass before you even opened your mouth? Huh? That waitress sized us up in 2 seconds. We're black and black people don't tip. So she wasn't gonna waste her time? Now, somebody like that, nothing you could do to change their mind.
So, how much did you need?
You expect me to pay for that kind of service? What? What the fuck is you laughing at, man? Wait. See what that woman just did? You see that?
She's cold.
She got colder as soon as she saw us.
Aw, come on, I'll stop.
Man, look around you, man. You couldn't find a whiter, safer, or better lit part of this city, man. But yet this white woman sees two black guys who look like UCLA students strolling down the sidewalk, and her reaction is blind fear. I mean, look at us, dog. Are we dressed like gangbangers? Huh? No. Do we look threatened? No. Fact, if anybody should be scared around here, it's us. We the only two black faces surrounded by a sea of over-caffeinated white people patrolled by the trigger-happy LAPD. So you tell me, why aren't we scared?
Because we got guns?
You could be right.
Get the fuck out of the car!
Give me the keys!
Come on, okay, hurry
okay,
up!
Okay.
Get out!
No, no, run! Please,
don't look at me! Motherfucker, I said don't look at me! Turn around! Come on, go!
Come on, just keep moving.
Let me ask you about that force, because it raises the third insight, which is a matter of energy. And that's based on the idea of being in touch with the energy of the universe. One could say a force in the universe.
And it is somewhere between the now. But even that is incorrect. Well, 3 out of 4 ain't bad. Why don't we just work with those 3 and sort of forget this living in the moment thing? Let's just settle for the 3. 3 out of 4 ain't bad. But see, that's not your nature. Satisfied, content, yes, but settling, no. Living in the moment can be the most powerful, and yet it is the most elusive, illusory, and elusive, slippery, hard to grasp, hard to grab hold of.
You have a, like, take this. See, you use blank space as information. That's by saying bullshit. You would carry a sign that says, and the, right? What's the next word, right? Everybody hit it. You don't even need the next word, right? You just carry a sign that says, end, you know? And that's enough. I mean, the yippie thing, the symbol is why. That's great. You say to Democrats, you say, why, man? Why? Why? Join the why. You know? Why? Join the why. Bring your sneakers. Bring your helmet. Right. Bring your thing. Whatever you got. You know, why? Why do you say it, Democrats? Why? Y. Maybe that's a Y. That's not a V. It's a Y. You can do a whole lot of shit. Steal it. Steal a V. It's a Y. And it's up the revolution like that, you know. Suck it right to them. They won't put... You don't want it on TV? You write the word fuck on your head. See, and you talk to them forever. That won't get on TV, right? I mean, that's what theater is at. It's the TV. I mean, our thing's for TV. Fuck a mope, they want to get on Meet the Press, you know? We don't want to get that. What's that shit? We want Ed Sullivan, Johnny Carson show. We want the shit where people are looking and digging it. Oh, we've had fucking... they talk about reaching the troops in Vietnam, so they're writing National Guardian. Now, that's groovy.
Recommended. At E1 equals Echo 1. Recommended. Shows what you type in your terminal. Very important. At L0 equals speaker volume low. At L1 equals higher speaker volume. At L2 equals default medium. At L3 equals higher speaker volume. At A equals lets a call be connected to your computer.
And once you stand on your right foot, touch your nose with the index finger of your left hand. I want you to stand on your right foot. Touch your nose with the index finger of your left hand. I want you to stand on your right foot. Touch your nose with the index finger of your left hand. Once you stand on your right foot, touch your nose with the index finger of your left hand. Once you stand on your right foot,
touch your nose with
the index finger of your left hand.
Fuck him!
But yet it's the most powerful. That's a haunting fact for you. So let's be about it. Living in the moment is an ideal. You may never actually do it. You may never actually be in that moment. You may never, even if you are in it, live it. And even if you are in it, it's not going to last long. Because living in the moment is in the moment. It's an ideal that you pursue, that you seek, knowing you may never find it. You may never get there.
Folks, drive safe now.
But in the process of seeking, your life can become a glorious adventure. It can abound with miracles. And as you pursue living in the moment, illumination. You can find the clarity, exposing, brightening, embellishing. You can find the revelation.
How do you feel now?
Oh, come see, come start.
All right, that's enough. Got to cut it, print it, please. Good hit. All right, that should be it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we're on the set. Hey, Bob, that's right. Not right, man. All you know about hitting a girl.
Over there.
Is that all right, man? Does that look good?
I thought it looked great.
Yeah, but about hitting a woman and everything. Man, I it's about the image and everything. It's not right.
No.
Peter, I hate to interrupt
that. Yeah, I know it's for your niece. It's quite all right.
What's your name?
Right. We're Barry.
At this point.
All right, fellas, let's move over to the right.
Thank you.
Peter, you
John?
Got
John, was that right, man?
Yeah, fine.
John, that's not right.
You got him. It isn't. Can you move over to stage five?
Look at me, Bob.
Stage five.
I'll see you later, Peter.
It's a kid.
When you have
Bob, it's a movie for kids. They're not going to dig it, man.
And the celebration. And you can expand. Your power, your responsibility, your freedom. You can expand your awakening genius. You can expand your will and your power to will. Expanding the intimacy and the wisdom. Moving from transmuting and transforming reality to transcending. Seeking, pursuing to live in the moment. You may never get there. You may never discover it. But in seeking, pursuing, so much illumination, such clarity and celebration. And you can develop that rapport. Not only with light, but with the illumination.
You've got to really want to do something, and then nothing can stop you, I believe.
Of light, develop that alliance. And as we say, have a life that is splendid, that is glorious.
The first review was Murph in Variety, and it said, is as funny as a burning orphanage. And that was a good one. I mean, Time said, we're going to do you a favor, we're not going to review it. So that was the end of it. I mean, it opened and closed in a week, and it was gone. Bingo. I mean, it was so weird. And we spent a year on it, you know, and nobody got it.
With the adventure that abounds with miracles. Living in the moment. Let's begin by talking of how you discover the moment. Then we'll take a break and come back and discover or work with the secrets of living in the moment. To conclude this evening with a meditation of discovery.
But that's not what a lot of people there believe we're doing.
Okay.
And that's the problem.
But isn't anything we do, isn't anything, sir, that we do, going to be demonized by the propagandists and the vicious imams? Isn't anything that we do going to be demonized?
Anything we do will be demonized by the extremists. The problem is that moderates are believing the extremists now.
Of awakening that moment in you. How do you discover? How do you discover the moment? What's the technique? In pursuing living in the moment. If you try to define, if you try to describe, you lose it. If you try to repeat a step-by-step approach, it'll slip away again. So, how do you discover the moment? Well, we're going to give you steps. And they won't work. But they can create the possibility. They can create the potential. And in that possibility and potential, the opportunity. That may never be realized, but the opportunity. How do you discover the moment? It begins, the first step, is the light and illumination.
Drugs and excess may have derailed some of Hollywood's new generation, but it was nothing compared to the growing success of the easily promotable B-movies that audiences were embracing. But this was a new kind of B-movie. Instead of a low-budget programmer to fit the bottom of a double bill, These films were expensive, special effects-driven pictures like Close Encounters that could endanger a studio if they failed. Over in England and in computer labs in California, George Lucas was quietly laboring on the ultimate B-movie.
So George got, from American Graffiti, he got to make a $13 million movie, which was a huge budget in those days. It was a giant. And I remember he called and he said, you know, I don't know if it's going to work at Fox. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, they're not going to give me the rights to any sequels. You know, and I said, George, sequels? You're lucky to get $13 million for this movie, you know? He said, no, I want to control it and I want the sequels and so forth. And he held firm and he ended up owning the rights to Star Wars.
And he said, I'm gonna make more money by making science fiction toys. I'm gonna make more money than even the Godfather by making science fiction toys. And he hated directing, George did, because he got sick all the time. He had diabetes and he just wasn't very sturdy. And he got sick. And he always would talk, he would say, porno. That's the answer. He says, it's a warm room. You know, if you don't get the right location, you go get another. I mean, people really don't care what room, as long as it's a pretty nice room. So if he hadn't done Star Wars or American Graffiti, he would probably own this huge porno network today. You know, he'd probably be even richer than he is.
Alex Morrison, perhaps the best-known golf instructor in the world at the time I was writing the first edition of this book, actually worked out a system of mental practice to improve your golf score while sitting in an easy chair.
We call it, labeling it, light and illumination. And what we mean is it begins by having the desire for illumination. I mean, whatever you're seeking, a job, a health issue, a reality alteration, change, as mundane or as expansive as it may be, your reality, the reality of those you care about, reality in your world, something you want, something you desire to change.
Ooh. Ow.
Ow. I hate when that happens. I do that.
Know what you mean. It's like the other day. I was in my bathroom, not doing nothing, just smelling the drain in the sink. Mm-hmm. And I pulled down my pants, and then this. And I grabbed one of them,
double-edged disposable razors?
Yeah. And I start shaving my hiney, you know?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I got nicked up pretty good after about 20 minutes. So I ran into my,
foyer?
Yeah. And I squatted in a bowl of gin. Holy moly. Talk about a sting fest.
I know what you mean, pal. I was in the kitchen, you know, just eating an anchovy on a cruller. So I took my,
self-threading movie projector?
Yeah. And you know the slot where the film feeds in?
Yeah.
Well, I put my tongue in there, you know, just to see how far in I could get it to go.
Yeah.
Well, I switched the machine on, and my tongue started going into the machine. It was wild. It was threading all around. It was going up and down and all around. But then it got jammed. My tongue was resting against the,
red hot projector bulb?
Right. And I started smelling smoke. It was like I was cooking up a whole batch of,
country-style patty sausages?
Yeah. And I couldn't get it out. It was jammed. So I reached for one of those,
shrimp forks?
Yeah, and I just plucked it out of there. Boy. I hate when that happens.
I know what you mean.
Ooh.
Ow.
Ouch. I hate when that happens.
Tell me about it.
When I do that.
Seek the illumination of that desire. Look for the clarity of that desire. Seeking greater power, greater responsibility, and greater freedom. I'm not just looking for more power. with this job or with this change in my reality. With this that I desire, it's not just about being more powerful or having what I want or getting what I want as opposed to what somebody else wants. It's about me finding greater power, and with that power, greater responsibility. That's what I seek. This that I want, this that I desire by name, by description, what I'm really after is greater power and greater responsibility and greater freedom.
The financial success of Star Wars would, with The Exorcist, Jaws, and Close Encounters, essentially end the epoch of the director-driven film and begin the era of the big-budget B-movie, where the studios could open a film everywhere with nationwide ad campaigns and fast playoffs. It almost didn't matter if the film was good or not, just as long as it made a great trailer.
Powerful so that I can be more free, to be more responsible so I can have greater freedom. So
Star Wars was the ultimate triumph of the B-movie.
I can be freer than I have been. To sense that clarity.
It had taken little more than a decade for the studios to regain their dominance and find their new audience with slick, effects-driven sci-fi horror films, ironic superheroes, and sequels. Endless sequels.
The era of the director, brief era of the director, came to a conclusion in really sort of, certainly by the end of the 70s, if not sooner. It was sort of petering out.
They started figuring out the mechanism of what was making money, and so that they wouldn't be in this horrible position of having filmmakers walk in the door and say, you don't know what makes money, I do, I'll make the movie. So finally, after about 10 years, they were able to say, yes, we do know what makes money, and you will make it for us.
On one hand, British ads have the advantage of drawing on forms of humor other countries just don't get. Leave it to the British to embrace the slogan, nothing sucks like Electrolux, a line that would never survive a trip across the Atlantic. Though British spots often tap into that island's wonderful, distinctive tradition of humor, you'll notice that their ads tend to follow the North American structure and sound. Ads are short, often from 10 to 60 seconds long. Announcer over music, or characters in a situation with an announcer tag at the end.
To illuminate, to bring that light to what it is I desire. To be very conscious. To work with seeking the illumination, seeking greater reflection of my will, a greater expression of the genius within me. See, I want this so that I can be more powerful, more responsible, and freer. And I want that freedom so that I can express my genius, express my will, or so that I can awaken my genius more fully, so that I can strengthen the power of my will. That's why I want this. Amid the reasons that may seem very logical and very practical, I'm also looking to be more powerful, more responsible, and to be freer, to have greater freedom so that I can add to my genius, my sense of will. I am looking to have this that I desire, to bring illumination to this light. I am looking for greater intimacy, greater closeness and tenderness and vulnerability, to add to my intimacy and my wisdom.
They say
can't say these things. Oh, yeah. They tell me I can't say these things. Oh, no. Things like suck my dick, pull my prick, stick it up your fucking ass. Fuck me, blow me, blow me, blow me, blow me, ooh. They say I can't say these things. These things. Oh no. Things like fuck that shit, piss your pants, lick my motherfucking balls, cocked it ass, fuck, blow me, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Why can't I say these things? Things people say every fucking day.
Essentially, the system allowed these artists to create, and then after a while, when it became essentially conglomerates took over the studios, everything changed.
I think the thing that killed, for me, movies more than anything was the event of Entertainment Tonight when they started doing box office scores. Like football scores. And I remember seeing it the first weekend that they did it, or the first Monday, that this film had come in first and this second, and I looked at that screen and I said, we're over.
To expand the horizons of the bigger picture without losing the current one, to see more clearly where I'm going. As well as where I've been and am. I'm looking for this that I want, for greater wisdom and, at the same time, greater intimacy. To as I sense the bigger picture, as I come step back and see the grander horizons, to also be closer and more tender, more vulnerable and more trusting. Simultaneously wanting the closeness and the distance, if you will. The closeness of intimacy and the distance, the perspective of wisdom.
In Allia March, and 750 students at Louisiana State University. Did you believe it? Blocking the CIA, 100 in Bowdoin College. University of Mass using necessity defense, going on trial. The anti-apartheid movement still there. University of Texas, 16 students didn't do so good last week. Necessity defense, got 3 to 6 months in prison.
We were going along Sunset Boulevard. And I thought, oh, this is paper mache. I mean, this was made yesterday. It's also vulgar. It's also There's nothing quaint about it. There's no age to it. There's no brick. There's no intelligence brought to the architecture of any kind. I almost threw up. And then that was my first impression of Los Angeles.
And I think L.A. was the last little pocket of the frontier. There was a sense that you could go out there and invent your life, that you could, anything was possible. And I think the frontier after Vietnam was all closed. It was ended. You know, Vietnam was a frontier idea in a way. And in the 80s, when Reagan came in, that whole thing was over. The whole idea of America, the whole possibility of America is being having an endless frontier, the kind of romanticism of that idea, it doesn't exist now. It's all backed up on itself. So that's what the world used to get from America, this sense from American films that there was this possibility to reinvent yourself, to become what you were, your dream, so to speak. Now the dream is dreaming you. America's being dreamed. It's not dreaming, you know, and it's being dreamed by corporations.
People look back at it fondly as the golden age. I don't think it was the golden age. The golden age ended in 1962, but we had a new birth of freedom, so to speak, to quote to misquote Lincoln. But we all sort of blew it in many different ways, but we all, you know, everybody's still working, and everybody's still trying to work, and, you know, movies have become richer and poorer, but the media...